As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, everyone, we just had some audio issues in this episode, so sorry we won't get the smooth-sounding audio that you're usually used to. We had to use the backup recording, but I hope you enjoy it nevertheless.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
All right, let's jump into it. And you can keep writing if you have stuff. Hello, welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined by Messi. How's it going, Messi?
It's going quite dandy.
And I'm also joined by Wabs, who I potentially, most likely, actually, I will see. Okay, oh, I'm just going to confirm it. I will see you this Sunday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll make it happen, even if I have to sleep in my car. Okay, I'll make it happen.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. Not because of any confirmed reason. Who knows? Who knows? I'll make it happen.
Hey,
we gotta do stuff. We gotta do fun stuff. All right.
Yes.
Anyway,
I make your plans on the podcast like we usually do.
I just like that I like threw that in there when we could have mentioned it either right before the show or in the pre-show or any time.
We make our plans on the podcast.
Yeah, that's how it's done. Yeah, so we're going to get right into things here. We have a whole bunch of Q&A questions that we've been getting. And, you know, I need to answer some of them. So I feel like it's like eating your, you know, your vegetables. Okay, some of these Q&A questions.
Yeah.
All right. It's a good.
Are we skipping Tim's again?
Yeah. Yeah, let's skip Tim.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Depends. Okay. Because of the fact that a lot of our episode is going to be esports focused, things that are like not esports or like really esports are the stuff that I'll focus on in the Q&A. All right. And then.
No.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of esports, but actually, I do like this question. Wait, did we answer Eliza's question before?
That's yes, we did answer Eliza's question.
I was gonna say I didn't say message deleted because it was such a great question. Tim asks, is there anything less tough than the Rocket League roster arm cross blank stare tough pose? I agree. Except for if someone actually works out, you know what I mean? So like this is like a tough pose if like anybody lifted. Okay.
Yeah.
The question like before they make someone do an arm cross blank stare pose should be, do you lift bro? Okay. Like that should be the question. But no, I completely get what you're saying because it's one thing to look like a little bit lanky. All right. Or a little bit nerdy. That's fine. Right. And I would even argue like maybe hands behind the back is a little better, right? I would even argue, never mind. Okay, I was gonna say like in a fighting stance, but then I'm like, nah, that won't work either. That has the same problem as this. I think hands.
I just want to let people smile.
I envision just
Daniel having like the head of putting his hands up to his face in a boxing pose.
And oh, beautiful.
Like a pre-UFC, they're moving around and then they stop and then it goes into like
it's like
picture.
He's hopping on like the balls of his feet, just ready to punch you in the face. And it's like a little baby slap. It's like, oh, how cute.
You know what I think it should
then
be?
You get
I was gonna say, I think you could do one of two things here. I think you can do like smiles are fine, you know what I mean, just normal smiles are totally fine. I think that's probably the most genuine one. I don't think anyone's gonna hate it. But I think another one that could be cool is to get like literally that where you have like a video of someone like sitting down or like putting their headset on and then grabbing a controller. And then it freezes on them like looking in front of the screen with their controller in their hands, like focusing intently, right? Because I think that's
honestly
bad if you're gonna do if you're gonna do the analogy to like UFC and boxing, that's more appropriate because like, you're literally getting ready to play.
Like to Tim's like question, like the only roster like of all time to me in Rocket League that actually like that pose is scary when they did it was like the old Cloud9 roster, because that roster was literally a robot roster. They had no emotions on that team. They had no emotions, no smiles, no laughs, just like
that was actually
face.
Them smiling. They asked them that to was smile. Them smiling. They just didn't.
That's
they were
the
like,
way...
give us a smile for the camera.
That's the way to do it. If you're going to do it, don't try to be tough. Try to be like cold as ice, all right? That's the secret.
Yeah. They won a world championship, so.
There you go.
They did something, so.
Mm-hmm.
Wabs, did you want to add anything to this?
Yes, smiles should be allowed for one. But I think on the thing of like it only works if they're muscular or if they are like pretty beefed.
Athletic at least. Yeah.
I
need to see veins in your arms, okay? That's all.
Oh my. So, yeah.
But the thing about that is that anybody that is like genuinely has muscles is going to do a different pose. They don't do the arms crossed thing. Half of the time they do like the what's the T pose kind of thing? I don't know what it's called. I don't know what's that.
No.
Like,
what
they're actually showing off muscles.
What we really need is
like...
to have
go.
Yeah, what we really need is to have Daniel and Rapid on the same team and have Daniel in the fighting stance and Rapid with a smile and have the camera be like in the middle of like Rapid's torso and barely showing Daniel's head. That'd be because the height difference would be too huge, right? It'd be like 5'4 to like 6'10 is the difference, I think. So like the camera would he'd either have to like crouch down, be on his knees. I'm just envisioning that in my head and it'd be hilarious.
I need it.
Yeah, I need it. I think all these would be right. I think to your point, I think what's also true about the crossarm pros is like you don't necessarily have to be super muscular. You just have to have your arms big enough. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it has less to do with muscle. It's like as long as you have like arms that are, you know, the size of a person's head. But that it doesn't necessarily have to be muscle. You can just be like a bigger person. I think that actually works better than if you're just you have very dandy arms. There you go. All right, and we're gonna get off this topic
gamer.
Before I say too much. get in trouble.
Already.
I mean, it's okay. I'll take any hits here. Thoughts on RL sideswipe and how it's nearly dead.
No.
What's that again?
What do you mean, no?
Oh,
Cursor,
no
join us.
On
welcome, Cursor, by the way.
Wait, what's that again?
Exactly. No thoughts on sideswipe. No thought, brain, or head empty. It's not there.
Like, the only person that I know that actually plays sideswipe, like, here and there, is Cursor when he's taking a poop. And that's it.
Wow, what is it? As he joins us. He's not going to say, what if his mic doesn't work? He can't say anything?
Can confirm.
Okay, there you go.
There he can confirm.
Can confirm. It is definitely a bowel evacuating movement. If you all aren't playing it while you're in the bathroom, you are not a true Rocket League fan. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. That's how it is.
Oh, no, I just watch RLCS while taking a poo.
Ooh,
that's what I do.
One upped.
And also what I did the other day, because I was watching RLCS and I wanted to keep watching it, I had to take a shower. I put my phone on speaker, like right next to the shower, so I could listen to RLCS. I'm like, I'm invested. I need to hear what's going on.
This is why I want radio broadcasts. Come on.
Yeah.
Actually, there is something.
Let me watch in the shower.
I mean, like that's the question. Which like you know, traditional radio broadcaster, you're gonna get esports, just like commentary on, you know. Yeah. Okay. Well, what happened?
Do you have thoughts on Sideswipe?
Do I have thoughts on Sideswipe?
Yeah.
I think it was a great fad, and I thought it was the thing, and then I realized, as everyone else, that, like, it's, like, at some point, you just rather play Rocket League, which is probably a good sign for the main game, because we really thought this was going to be the thing that takes over, and then it didn't. Yeah, I think...
Did we really?
I think people who thought this would take over were just tired of playing Rocket League. I think that's really what it was.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think that's question answered. I think we probably just keep going. Sound good, sound good. Chosen, Frozen. Oh, am I not hearing people?
I like
people?
This question.
Is Messi?
No, I don't know.
Messi's
I'm here.
Okay. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, we're
okay. You're freaking me out, Messi. I've never heard you this quiet, so I just.
What happened? Hello.
He's here.
Don't worry, you're good.
You're good. You're good, Messi. All right. Ever notice how packed the stadiums are? Imagine how many of those eggs bet their whole basket on your team to win or lose. Have they lost everything and have no choice but to attend the game in hopes they can win back their money on DraftKings?
Okay.
That's a great question. Perhaps, what do you want to say about it?
There's some things to break down here, because you said have bet their whole basket as, like, you know, fair. Well done. Amazing wordplay. But there's two possibilities with betting the whole basket here. Is the basket their house? Which then, you know, it is the monetary aspect, because that's where they live. All of the eggs are in the basket. So that's possible. That's possibility number one. They sold their house, they sold their basket, or literally just bet it and were like, this is my monetary amount. That's how much is going in. Or, and this is the more, what's the word that I'm looking for here? A little bit darker of a prospect, the scarier prospect, the one that's like, wait, hold up. What are you really saying here? An egg basket probably still has eggs in it, which means, did they literally bet their children? Did they bet their family? Have they lost so much that it's literally their entire lives, their entire livelihood? Are the people in the stands, are those eggs the ones that have been bet? Is that why people are watching?
Can we just, like, give Chosen Frozen the battle rap line of the week, you know, like the triple or quadruple entendre here? I thought it was amazing, man. You can meet, you know what, that's the whole thing. You can meet it whatever you wanted to. I will say, you're right. The only reason, maybe it's one of those things. It's like, if you lose a bet, then you have to be at the game. You know what I mean? And that's why they keep managing to, like, keep the stadiums filled. Because how else are you gonna fill stadiums in the middle of the desert? Okay, or on a farm. All right, I'm just saying, I think what the bets are is, like, if you get a certain amount, I think they're actually all prisoners, okay? And if they win, if they guess correctly a certain amount of bets on one person, so they have to follow that one person around everywhere they go, if they can guess enough correct bets, but because you're, like, so inconsistent, they never guess.
Wait,
right.
Are you taking the Colosseum aspect and if you win 1,000 times, then you gain your freedom?
Yes,
but are you taking this,
fans.
But... to the viewers, to the stadiums?
Yes. All right, and with all of that, you didn't hear any of it. It's seamless. There's no problems whatsoever. The Q&A transition, we need a jingle. And that bum, was bum. The Q&A. Okay, and...
two questions, baby. Let's go.
Flash just said that.
There's, like, three. We got, like, three questions in. Actually, let me make sure I actually delete the question, unlike the last time. So we go to questions
answered.
Question answered. And yeah, props to Chosen Frozen for the amazing wordplay.
Great question.
So yeah, and we're gonna jump right into esports, and I like to say that I feel like this particular whatever was this weekend, and I think the viewership also reflected it. It just, like, I don't know if there's other stuff going on, but it just felt like, and it happened super early, it just felt like we had way less people, way less interest in this weekend.
I will say there was other things going on. Wasn't it the league finals?
Yeah.
Overwatch
and
finals.
I think there was also, there was something else, Overwatch finals. Was there another
League
thing?
League of Legends World Championship?
Yep.
That one,
yep.
That was pretty big. Great storyline there.
I feel like there might have been another thing that was going on, but I'm not sure about that. But yes, it was a very busy weekend, so viewership this week, fair. Not something to be worried about, I'll be honest.
Not like the best run in history for league captain or anything like that?
No. Literally ever. It was like the equivalent of like the C9 run, but better story.
Not important.
But anyway, this is a Rocket League podcast, so let's talk about Rocket League, all right?
Go for it, Messi, since you are... All right. What do you want to start with?
Let's take the reins. Let's go to Mina.
What's happening in Mina?
And Mina, hear me out. We got a new org. Mina. Let's go.
Yo, what?
So happy with this.
So, previously known as KRM, the team with the banned player. Rule 1's new org within Civic and Sunless picked up KRM with Kaliers, Ruas, and Natter. And this was their first event. And the stipulation was, if you win, you make it to the major. And they didn't. They didn't win. Falcons are too good.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons have the ice when they need it. And Falcons they look comfortable doing it. They just, 3-0 in Swiss. And then they dropped three games in the playoff bracket. They're too good, man.
The Falcons are still the Falcons. Like, Rule 1, genuinely a team to... It's up there. It's up there for sure.
They're really good, but Falcons are... The Falcons,
Still Falcons. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's good.
Cringe name.
And then teams...
Wow. What's wrong with Falcons?
Wow.
I want more just animal. Okay, I want the Tigers. All right, I want the Bobcats. I want the Lions.
I want to go through, do our infamous episode and go through just the names
of who's going to win based off name alone. If I see the name Falcons, okay?
Falcons are beating the Snakes. The Snakes might be able to bite something else. I don't know.
It's a rock, paper. Okay, if you're the Mice, you're losing to the Snakes. I'm sorry, okay?
That's been proven already. Mouse did not do well.
if I hear Falcons,
Ayo, let's go.
If I hear Falcons in my head, all I'm thinking is you threw a 28-3 lead. That's all I can think in my head, and I hate it. But if you know, you know. If you don't worry about it.
I don't know. But yeah, so I'm not worried.
So yeah, Mina, Falcons are good.
Falcons are good.
Okay, your synopsis for Mina: Falcon good, Rule 1 I. GK Veloce, who are you? Don't matter.
Kind of matter. Right. Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I just love how, I love how like Mina just has Veloce. It's just kind of there.
Yeah. It's a solid roster for sure. SMW played with impressive in Twiz last season. Senzo, who was on the original Falcons roster. And then Basil, who was the third for Kalir and Ruiz for what was the tournament? The biggest tournament in the off season. How could I forget the name? Someone help me. They won the threes, twos, and ones tournament that happened right
the
before
Saudi
Worlds.
One?
Saudi one.
Yeah, yes. He's talking about the blood money one.
Yeah, the Gamers 8 one.
That's Gamers one. 8. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that team participated there. They did all right. Not that great though, but glad to see that at least two of those players are doing good in Mina.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's great. I'd like to just take this moment to say that I have figured out my mic stand. My water bottle is now supporting it. So there you go.
Makeshift mic stand. Let's go.
It looks, you know how like in those old like what is it? Like old like 50s or like 40s like criminal movies, you have like the Tommy gun, you know what I mean? And it has like that's what it looks like. I'm just saying. That's what my mic stand looks like. Relevant? Not really.
Oh my god.
All right. Messi had something about Shad loving tiebreakers. What's this about?
All right. From Mina, we travel to another continent. We go to Sam. And in Sam, there was a tiebreaker potential, and it happened. And I think everybody loved to see that a tiebreaker happen. So I'll just go through the regional first. The club struggling in Swiss, going to the fifth game in Swiss, but then playoff bracket, they do things. They almost lost, though, in quarterfinals. Almost.
But it seems do you know what happened in the Swiss stage there? Like, losing to Secret in Backroom? I was wondering about that. I was watching it.
To Secret, I don't think is much of a surprise.
No, that one's fine and fair, yeah.
Backroom, though, that's an interesting one. Pan is definitely, like, on the come up.
Yeah.
For sure. I've been seeing a lot of him, like, on Twitter and everything, but he's definitely, like, coming a better player. And then I don't know too much about Broken and Agus, but if they beat Club, then they're decent for sure.
Right.
But any team's gonna have their like off day, and
yeah, for sure.
The Club didn't look great, but as long as you clutch up in like the playoff bracket, then does it really matter if you scrape through Swiss? Come on.
I think the Club also lost every game in that series at least by one. Yeah. I'm not sure about the rest though.
Like, yeah.
they only lost to them in one goal games.
Yeah, so
that is insane. Yep.
The tiebreak scenario that could have happened was a very intricate one where
mm-hmm.
Crew needed to make finals and lose, and yep. Seeker had to make semis, and lo and behold, it occurred. So then we went to our Sam tiebreaker for the major, and there's a little player that you might recognize on Crew.
Hmm.
A little player that wasn't a tiebreaker last season.
The only other one, too.
Yeah, the same guy, right? Crazy. Goes back to Sam, still can't make it. Wow. Anyway. But they go into the tiebreaker. Secret, they didn't mop the floor with Crew, but they still made it somewhat effortlessly, 4-1. And Crew are gonna have to get back on the grind, mm-hmm. try to make it in the next foot. But they're a very solid team.
What
sure.
you're telling me, all right, and for yeah. all our longtime listeners, I'm sure this is great. What I'm hearing is that Shad is the karma of Sam. Is that? Is that fair?
Shad makes it, then doesn't make it.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Okay. So yeah, a little different.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think Shad is doing karma, but even better.
Oh,
because
Shad...
we already had karma, but now Shad is doing is the evolved version.
What Shad did, he was the best in Sam, goes to NA, doesn't do good,
mm-hmm.
then has to go back to his own region, mm-hmm. still doesn't make it.
Yep.
So,
but almost yeah. makes it, and that's what's important. Okay.
Almost. Lost out in tiebreakers both times, right?
No, won the first one, lost.
Oh, won second. The first one? Okay.
On Complexity, they beat SSG, but on Team Secret, on Crew, they lost a Secret.
Yes.
So, yeah.
He needs to get Shad. One more to. He already Shad. Holds the record for most, but he needs one more.
He needs to win the best of three.
He needs to win the best of three.
A three season long best of three.
This is the storylines that we really care about here at Base Up.
This is what we really care about. If a single player could win two tiebreakers in a row.
Amazing.
And going to the other region, APEC, I think when James Chi is gonna
hold on.
Yeah?
I don't like the tone that you said the other region, all right? The region with the greatest team, all right,
mm-hmm.
on God's green earth, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have
throw
to stop
rock,
you right there.
Throw a rock Thanks. Line in here. There right, you
I'm
go.
Gonna, I'm going to have to stop you right there. There's a reason why I could probably qualify to a regional.
Hey, listen, Messi, don't screw up, all right? I'm still trying to get that sponsor partnership deal. That's all I'm saying, all right? It's still on the table.
Now, listen. I'm moving to APEC, making top eight, winning, like, $50, all right? It's happening.
Let's go.
Because
it's just tough
APEC,
love, all right? I'm just gonna see you as their what's it called? As their
as a new third.
As
yeah.
a sub, yeah. As a third? Okay, gonna... who are you taking? All right, if you're to tell me who are you
I mean,
taking off that
they already
team?
Dropped a player, so
ooh,
spot's free.
Chance. This is your chance.
I mean, definitely didn't lose to Sigums in ranked when he was on 160 ping. Definitely, that didn't happen, right? Nah, I'm just going to ignore that happened. I beat him. We were just playing Golf Edition Rocket League. Just feel a little better about myself. But, yeah, like, in APEC, James Cheese destroying the competition. Like,
they
no one.
Really need a sponsor, though. Like, I wonder if they're just not getting offers, right? Like, that's the thing, right? Maybe it's because it's or, like... Every offer they do get is just so, like, you might as well just not have an offer. Like, that's how bad, like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that's how bad probably these offers they're getting are.
Yeah, so. it's just crazy.
But I mean, they have to do well at the major, right? Like, that's really it.
That's the biggest one, yeah.
Because they can win APAC all they want. Until they start outperforming NAEU teams, I don't think they're going to get as much interest. Especially since who they're courting, right? The kind of companies that they're going to try to get are probably going to be an NA or an EU, right?
Yeah, because if you put it like in like relative terms, like they'll probably be able to compete with like the low NAEU seeds and like OCE as well. But it'll be an interesting for sure. But this team, they look great.
Yeah.
And... I'm glad Realize found a team like that because I think, to my knowledge, he has like the best English comms out of any Japanese player. Like, so.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it because like I spoke to him in English at LAN when I met him, so he knows English, obviously.
Yeah. It might be the best. It might not be the best. Regardless, it's definitely like more than doable.
It's good.
They were doing English in the last year when they didn't have three Japanese players, right?
His old roster was interesting because the dynamic was all over the place. Mm-hmm. We have Sigums, who was in the army, so he obviously has only speaks English for the most part. And then Realize, who like speaks good English comms, mm-hmm. and then Tenhao, who didn't speak English comms at all.
Yeah, and so, they spoke in English because it was the easiest one to just teach.
So Tenhao was like struggling mm-hmm. big time, so their comms are very fragmented. But yeah. Hey, they still did great in APAC, but now Realize is on to bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to imagine like how complicated was the English. Like,
yeah,
I understand as well, though, because obviously meaning and intention and those things are lost, right? But what I'm curious about is like, were they mid-game and then they're like, all right, so this is how we have to play, and then like goes on for like a minute long explanation as they're playing. Like, is that the kind of comms they wanted?
The thing is, like, to explain stuff, like, they'd have to explain it in English and Japanese because mm-hmm. Tenhao
like, realizes he's translating the whole time they're playing.
Realizes he's translating mid-game. Yeah.
Like,
that's probably what's happening.
They taught Tenhao the base comms to listen for and to say. Like, I don't even know if he was really giving comms himself. It was more just like, you know what to hear and what to listen for.
That makes sense.
I remember that. And it was like very, very basic. Like, me, view, back, whatever, I'm guessing.
As you know, Wabs, though, like, usually there is, you know, louder and quieter players in the game as well, right?
There definitely is. Yeah. I will say for Rocket League, it's less extreme than a lot of other games. There are some games where you can literally have people who never speak and it's genuinely fine for comms, almost genuinely fine. But in Rocket League, especially if you do tend to watch like the comms videos that are released by whoever, anyone, you can find a bunch on YouTube. The comms are very, very active from everyone, and you can really tell who's not comming, and they'll generally call that person out and be like, oh, I need to hear more from you. It's a very, very active comming scene, and which is kind of weird, but it makes a lot of sense. Like, you can say so much and you don't really need to say anything while you're doing it.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, Messi.
Yeah, James Shees are nice. They're nice with it.
Do you think they're gonna be competitive in the major or no? Now that they've officially qualified.
Let me check the major because the matchups are shown. They'll be facing the EU number one seed as their first match.
So likely KC?
Likely Karmine Corp. So that'll be a really like big test of strength.
Yep.
And they'll probably get swept, let's be real.
I think we would all expect the sweep.
Let's be real. If they're going against the EU number one, they'll probably discuss.
Yeah. And that's like nothing against James Shees.
I feel like if James Shees take even one game off of Karmine Corp in that match,
they genuinely have a shot for winning the series.
They have like a big shot.
Yeah.
Because if I check I'm trying to see. Well, it all depends on how Swiss goes, realistically.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Because I was thinking in double Elim, but this is Swiss, so they could face any team.
Mm-hmm.
Any team. But I'm sure they have a shot against like Sam number two, all of mm-hmm. OCE, and then like low NAU. And if they happen to get against one of those,
it's gonna be rough.
Low NA is good.
Yeah. But low EU, I could see a possibility.
Let's put it this way. Rough. The lowest
whoa, I'm not gonna get this
that's
EU
not a
hate
hot take.
On or
that's
yeah.
not, that's not
it's
a
not
hot
at
take
all a hot take, but I need to represent all right the EU here because I'm 100% like
Vitality.
They're gonna hear that and they're like this NA bias podcast, all right? How dare they? All right. So I'm just there. I'm checking you a little bit.
Keep
like, you're
in
totally
mind.
Right in 100% of the ways, but I'm checking you for the sake of them. It wasn't my voice
the,
that
the
came
EU
out
fanboys.
Of my mouth.
But then again, let's put it this way, right? The number four and five teams in EU right now are Moist and BDS. So
are they really?
Yes.
Wait, who's 1, 2, 3? I actually haven't looked at this.
1, 2, 3 is KC, Quadra, and Oxygen.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we haven't looked. We look at this last week.
We did look at this last week, but I forgot who 2 and 3 was. I think so, that it depends. There's so much that's going to ride on the next couple of days, to be honest, for those rankings. Just going to put that one out there. But I still think that James Cheese probably has a chance against.
They do. I believe
against some of the teams that are going to be around.
I definitely think they have a shot. They're probably the strongest team to ever come out of APEC.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
So they have a shot to win a series for sure. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Shot to make it further than like Swiss.
That's going
to
be hard.
That'll be a little debatable. But we'll get to that next month when the major actually happens.
Yep.
But since we didn't do this earlier, before we move on to NA, let's get our Patreon. Let's read out the Patreon.
In the middle? Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to leave. I don't got to be here anymore, right? Messi's got this. I'm just going to take my headphones off. All right, see you guys.
If the Patreon's list is the same, I'll go down. We have Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Flux, Awesomeness, Caleb, Raz, Digital Toast Paint, Ark, your boy Hunty, and Young Slug.
All right, thank I just got to say, Cursor, can you do a proper Aruk for us here?
Do it.
Aruk?
There it is. Yeah. It's a fine art. Is this because the main event for you, Messi, is NA? Is that what you're telling me? Is that why you're like throwing the Patreon in here?
What is this, NA bias? Oh my
this
goodness.
Is like, Messi's just going to keep talking for the next half hour, and he's like, I'm not going to remember the Patreon, so let's do it now. Is that what you're going for?
Listen, I don't want to say anything, but NA just happened this weekend, so there's recency bias. All right.
I think it's NA bias. It's region bias, not recency.
No, recency.
All right, let's get into NA, the tournament that happened at like
best region in the morning. Let's go.
All right.
Basically 3 a.m. for
basically
gamers,
4 a.m. I basically got a cup of coffee. All right, ate breakfast, went for brunch came back. I'm like, wait, the tournament's done? Like, that's how it felt to me. Messi, get into it. And then hopefully this will be, I'll be able to contribute a little more than I feel like Messi Wabs have really been pulling the show. So I don't know if I appreciate, I don't know how I feel, all right? But I am glad.
The rise up is happening.
what's that song? Is it? Now, am I thinking of the Les Mis, right? Les Miserables, or am I thinking of
the Hamilton Rise Up song?
I am thinking Hamilton. There you go. Yeah. All right, go for it, Messi.
All right, NA, NRG, Inferia. Wow.
Rip. And Optic. Yeah.
Can we just say our predictions right off the bat? Perhaps were terrible. Or sorry, specifically mine. I don't know who you chose, but I was way off the mark.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I ended up choosing G2, which hurt.
G2 looked amazing in Swiss, but then you look at their first two matchups were ones that they should win.
Yep.
Against Dig and NRG, and then beating Gen G was a pleasant surprise.
Yes, it definitely was.
But Gen G were like, no, pull out the Uno reverse card, and they beat them in semis without having 4-0.
We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about the
let's
playoffs.
Continue with Swiss for now. Yep. SSG, G2 taking it. Genji Axel, very good surprise there.
That was really surprising.
Love seeing them making it that high. FaZe in fifth, and then V1 making it through. Complexity beating Furia in a game 5.
And Shopify. And, I don't want to undermine Shopify here. They are also
Shopify,
like,
solid.
They're a team. They're a team.
And if you look at Complexity's run, they went to 4 game 5s.
They did.
4.
They did go to 4 game 5s. For Team Axel, though, I want to point out that they lost to NRG and then beat Dig 26 Rising. Yep. And then OG. So, like, the optics. So, not the hardest bracket. Oxygen, it was a bad loss. But they shouldn't have lost there. Just going to say it. They just shouldn't have. But they did. And that is kind of a good draw, I'll be honest, for Axel, and then just a bad showing by Optic to at least in that game specifically.
And then there's a stat that D-Reg released I think last week. mm-hmm. like right after like the major and not the major, the regional ended, that in NA there have been six reverse sweeps. Optic has four of them.
Wow.
They reverse swept Complexity this weekend, and they also reverse swept Pittsburgh Knights this weekend in Swiss alone.
Optic Gaming, where and they still didn't make it through. Are definitely the most threatening leads.
Just like in matches, series lead 2-0, not good enough.
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
I feel like Optic either is a sweep in one direction or it's a sweep in that it's a reverse
that's why
sweep.
That's why they didn't make playoffs, because they won the first one. They should have lost the first two.
They gotta save it. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta charge your power. But yeah, the teams that made it through to Swiss, definitely the best eight teams of the weekend, for sure.
Of the weekend, for sure.
And then you had Pittsburgh Knights and Axel with an outside shot. If they won, they had a shot to make it, but that immediately
the craziest long shots that have ever happened. I want to say, as a side note, when I realized that Knights had a chance to actually make it to Major if they made the sweep, oh my god.
Oh, I remember Knight scenarios vividly, because I love Pittsburgh Knights. I follow them. So what Pittsburgh Knights needed to make it through at the point of playoffs, they had to win.
They had to get first.
They needed G2 to go out in quarters, and needed Complexity to go out in semis.
And they would have beat the tied up G2 Complexity by 1 point. It was so funny. I was freaking out when that happened.
I was praying. I was like, please.
I wanted it so Knights. Bad. But then the playoffs went exactly as you'd expect.
And unfortunately, they were knocked out before they even played the quarters. So
yeah,
that happened. And then Version 1, after winning last regional, falling flat against their face. Against the team that they beat in that final.
Okay. So. Did they fall flat against their face, or was it Gen.G being amazing?
Gen.G looked great.
Right? Like,
let's put it this way. They're just good.
They were just good. It felt kind of more one-sided from a top, like, what you would expect to be two top teams. Yeah. Than I think I'd seen previously. It was just, like, disgusting. It was real sad to watch. Even though they were overtimes, it didn't really feel like there was much chance for V1 the entire way through. And
remember, guys, the players on Gen.G are part of teams that didn't make majors and couldn't even make regionals before. But now they're
team cohesion matters.
I think this is like this team is like the best team at like playing as a team that I've seen in a long time. Every single player doesn't feel more overwhelming than the other. Like, they each have their like showing.
Yeah. Who is the last team that really felt like this? Was it Dignitas from last? It was either Dignitas or BDS from last year. I think.
G2.
Giants.
G2 plays like the Giants.
The original Giants. Yeah. That's how far
original Giants. Yeah.
No, guys, it's Splice. Come on.
They're just going faster than everyone, guys. All right. Maybe I want to get Cursor in here. What NA teams are you looking out for currently?
Definitely Gen.G. Gen.G's a big one. And to much of my chagrin, honestly, FaZe. I think FaZe's new potential ceiling and floor is much greater than what it used to be with AJ, considering AJ and First Killer kind of kept going for a lot of the same plays. So now there's like, I don't know how else to describe it aside from if you've played RPGs, you know about the Holy Trinity. There's like a tank, a healer, and a DPS class. Like, there's kind of a person that can fill each role comfortably, and they don't really step on each other's toes. So they're able to pull out more with what they're capable of, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
You've been able to see Sip like pop off and use mechs where you're like, Sip can do that. Like,
yeah.
And vice versa with Miss. Miss will sit there and wait, be reliable, do the same thing that Garrett G was doing until he practiced mechanics. And all of a sudden now it's like, he's a super threat. Right. So it's like any one of these guys could pop off at any given point, and now they have the space to do it. I feel like the synergy is there, but how long it'll take before we see that realized potential is probably what's really in question right now, considering they still kind of looking like fourth clan.
Two plan.
Just a little bit. But it's not to say that they couldn't do it. Definitely in the near future, for sure.
Yeah, like what I see in like phase right now, it's like all their like, how do I explain it? Like Gen G right now has the phase offense combined with season 8 Veloce defense.
Yep.
Like
that's exactly
it. It's their machine.
I'm not even gonna yes man you. I don't recall that, to be honest. I really don't.
The season 8 Veloce team was the number 2 European seed going to Worlds, and I think every game they won was like 1-0.
One goal, yeah.
2-0.
Right.
2-1. Okay. Like
they literally just didn't let a single.
They just didn't get scored on. And they would get like a counterattack in a game and cap
it. And that was it. That was
their whole playstyle. So they were really bad against a team that could mount a lot of pressure and get a goal early.
Sure.
Like I think their win rate when they got scored on was atrocious.
That's what I imagine. Sorry, like bad. You're just describing their style, right? And like right away I imagine, oh, this is a team, if you get one goal, you're good. Like that's no, if you can get ahead of them, literally. Then their strategy kind of breaks apart because you no longer have to force, right? Like it's one of those teams where the more pressure you force, the more open you'll get as the game goes on, right? But then as soon as they score. So what did you think like Gen G is doing differently that's actually filling some of those holes?
Like Gen G like is adjusting. Like if they get scored on once or twice, like they adjust immediately. They have the offensive prowess to actually like turn the tables on them and take those wins when they're down. Whereas like the old Veloce roster never had that in them. They weren't them. But this team is them.
Yeah, it is.
And then Abjack is like leading that team. So. Mm-hmm.
I think with Gen G, what's really, really interesting with this team is the fact that they can like concede pressure so easily, but then immediately turn it back. Because they do have this insane defense and they don't have to worry about, like, they look like they don't have to worry about pretty much any offense. They beat version 1, G2, and FaZe. Like, those are three of the strongest offenses in NA
for keep their in own mind,
individual reasons.
They beat those teams while only dropping one game.
Yeah, they swept almost all three of them. And those are three very different offenses that they just swept. Part of how they did this, I think, at least from what I was seeing and was kind of surprised by, was what looked like ping pong Rocket League. It was just a boom ball back and forth, one side to the other. But it was accepting that little bit of pressure and then just making sure that the team has enough resource and space to do what they want to do, because every single one of them is so genuinely incredible. And then just doing it. I don't think you see that as much in NA, at least. It's just kind of keep the pressure on, maintain it, just go, make sure that you're actually hitting the ball and doing what you need to do correctly. This felt a lot more intentional. It felt a lot slower. It felt a lot more space was just there. It's like people say with like, how do pros get this much space? This was more than that. It was that and more.
Gen G just knew how to exploit every little opening they'd be given immediately.
And the amount of dribbles that they got, like that even alone kind of exemplifies it. Like Abjack just had the ball or the ball in his car constantly.
And just keep going back to like the thing where 1v1 players are taking over. Because you got Chronic, you got Abjack, and then Nolly's been grinding ones recently. I think he did a show match recently on Fierce Channel. And like he's getting up there. Mm-hmm. He's also getting up there, so guys, if you want to go pro, play ones, right? That's all you need to know.
Been saying it for a long time. It's true.
Just play ones every single day, 10 hours a day. Ignore your social things you got to do. Just stay home, look at your computer, burn your eyes.
And play ones.
Play ones.
Continue hating your life.
Sure, you're maybe diamond 2 in ones, but hey, one day you'll be top 100.
One day you'll get to like that top 10-ish rank and you'll be able to start playing twos and threes. You can consider it at that point.
One day you'll become the Hokage. That's fine. One day.
Why did that statement hit home so hard?
One day.
It'll happen. It'll happen. Yeah. Not cope.
NA.
Yeah, totally NA's, not cope.
Yeah. Gen G, third time's a charm. They win the third region after being in 3 finals and very deserved. Very, very deserved.
Yeah. It was an incredible, incredible thing.
They're just good, man.
Yeah, they're just good. That's the best way to say it. They're just good.
Good team.
Do you know what happened in the Swiss stage when they lost to G2?
They lost to G2? Unfortunately, no. But then again, Gen G isn't really the strongest Swiss team from what we've seen.
Yeah, I know. But oh, I remember what happened. It was the 8-0 and then the 5-1 return.
Yeah. They got beat 8-0 game one and then hit them back with the 5-1.
And then lose the next two to G2 and now 1-0s. That is a goal line. That is a series for the ages.
And if you look at the final, if you look at that first game in the final, that first game should have let you know everything you needed to know about that grand final.
It did not turn around. I'll be honest. It didn't turn around. Oh, this is also something that I wanted to say. In a semifinal with Gen G, when I said that the Gen G versus V1 was like really oppressive and V1 kind of felt like they couldn't do anything even though it went OT, G2 just didn't have a chance.
No.
This semifinals was the most one-sided semifinals that I've seen in like at least in my memory.
Every game had at least a two-goal difference.
It had a two-goal difference, but there wasn't a chance. It wasn't just that it was a two-goal difference, is that it felt like a five-goal difference minimum. Yeah.
The other semifinal felt the same way after the first two games.
It did, FaZe. And that's the crazy part. Then Gen G did the same thing to FaZe.
Gen G were like, oh, y'all beat us in the first regional? Nope. Nope.
Yeah, that team really made the run. I don't think it was just them performing on the day because they've made this the grand finals both previous. It might be one seed in the world right now. It might be.
Yeah.
NA by the way. We claim them. Well, we claim them.
Hey yo, they're North American. Chronic is now the British one, right? Nolly and Net Check are officially Canadian.
Yep, we claim them.
But going to what happened directly after the regional, Furia, they just announced today by Shift that Furia are dropping Kaya, and they're looking for a replacement, which is really sad to see. Like, because Complexity, when they first came to NA, they made the first major just barely, so it's probably will like help them stay together. But Furia just looked down and out. If you have less points than NRG, you're doing something wrong. All right, that's all I'm gonna put it that way.
that is true.
As an NRG fan, if you're below us, I'm sorry, you're bad. You're just playing bad. Something bad about that.
NRG is the limit case of playable and not.
Yeah, and NRG is like they're at the gate. If you're behind it, horrible, bad. If you're above them, you're good, doing great. But Furia drop Kaio, looking for a replacement and potentially like a Stromic from the club or Justin from NRG, but that's still to be announced officially. So these are all rumors, these are just speculations, but Kaio off of Furia is almost 100%.
What are your guys' thoughts on the Cardion remaining roster with the potential of a Justin or who was the other one that you mentioned? I forget.
Astromic
club.
Seems wild. Sorry, just real quick here. Like, just feels wild to not be on NRG. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't really, and especially like on a team that, like, I think you'd. If Justin feels like the type of person that if you were to switch teams, it'd be like, oh, it'd be a brigade of familiar faces. You know what I mean? Like that like normally would be around. Just like it'd be something like Justin and Turbo, all right? Like, it'd be something ridiculous like that, you know what I mean?
Wait, Turbo who?
Who?
The coach? Who?
Where's
the
Turbo?
Coach? Who? Wait, are you talking about that coach?
Who?
I think he's also down in Florida hanging out at the beach.
He's chill. He's living his best life, all right?
True.
Sorry, I derailed what you guys were actually talking about.
The Justin leave is, it's something. I kind of want to return to that. But just for Furia to maintain that, the Kaio drop, what do you guys think about this remaining two, the Card and Yon?
I think Card definitely like second best behind Yon. Well, probably best right now, honestly, because he's holding the glue.
Yeah.
He's holding that team together. And then Yon, when Yon's popping, he's popping. Let's be real. Which is why
about him as best player for a while last year.
Which is why I don't think Justin would be a good fit for that team. Really don't think so. But someone like Astromic, definitely, because Astromic has that speed and has those mechanics, but knows that he can like sit back a little more, play a little bit more for the team. So And Astromic's been popping since last year at the Intel Open when he was playing for that Brazilian team. Mm-hmm. I remember he almost scored like this like a nutty corner redirect against Canada, but Squishy had to block it. So, but yeah, Astromic's been on the come up for a very, very long time, and seeing either him or Justin Umphrey would be like a pleasant surprise for sure up the beginning, but I feel like they'd definitely be able to gel with a new player.
Would you be surprised to see Astromic actually leave the club at this point?
No.
You wouldn't be surprised?
Well, right now during the major, well, he has to play the major, right? But post-major, well, it depends how they perform in the major, honestly. If the club, because the club have that pop-off. Like, you saw them. They were one game away from, like, making top eight. Mm-hmm. Against Fury.
Yep. When Fury was doing really, really well.
Like they went toe to toe. And now it just feels like Fury lost that like surprise factor. They really did lose that surprise factor, and Club still has that in their back pocket.
No one underestimates Fury, I guess, now, right? Like maybe that's
no. Because Fury went from playing the best teams in the world every couple months to playing them every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the big difference. So now they just have the read on them, and Fury are struggling.
That's interesting, right? Like maybe there is an argument just staying in your region and just being the best in your region. I don't know.
Yeah.
Remember that thing I said several episodes ago, way back, right before the season started, where it might be kind of different because they were getting a lot of confidence from being in the region and being the best because the competition wasn't nearly as high as NA. It's kind of showing now.
Yeah.
You can go back and listen to it in the episode.
It's not like they're tied with another team right now that did the same thing last season. Wow. There's a trend.
No.
But yeah.
I mean, I understand why teams do this, right? It doesn't seem like it's working out.
Like when you think about it at first, you're like, yeah, that's a great idea. But then you see it unfold, you're like, oh, that's a questionable idea.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be really confident that you're actually the top team.
Really confident.
They were top four worlds, and now look at them. Not even contention for the major. Like,
there you go. So there is an argument that you shouldn't necessarily be switching region. And I mean, at this point, like, stick around your region long enough, you know, someone's gonna move to your region.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Like.
Any final thoughts? Sorry, I a little pressed for time this week. So any final thoughts that we want to get into here when it comes to maybe the teams that are qualified?
Predictions for the EU regional this weekend?
Yeah, sure. EU regional. Who are you predicting?
EU OC. Yeah. EU. You know what? Outside shot. Team Liquid with the bounce back. They make the major.
Oh yeah. How far are? What do they have to get to make?
They need to win, and they need help.
Really? Yeah. So you think that's happening?
I you know what?
You're going for that long call play?
They got it. It's either them or Aogiri. One of those two are winning that region. One of those two are winning it.
I know you're messing.
Hold on. Only Carmen Corp's in right now, right?
Yeah. So,
I'm going to say right now, I think there's no shot Carmen Corp wins because I think when you're already in, you're probably going to take it easy. Like,
unless you're the club and James Cheese, who just won all three.
Yeah. No. But I mean, like,
Carmion only won one. Never mind.
What's the team? This is my prediction. Mm-hmm. What's the team that's like points wise just outside? That's the team that give me two teams that are just outside, like making it right now.
Outside top five.
Yeah.
Aogiri, G1, Team Liquid.
Ah, no. Okay. I was gonna say if you named any team. EG, okay, EG, easy to my choice. All right, I'm gonna go with my heart. EG, I see that logo. I'm choosing. Okay. There you go.
Matt.
I think Tundra might be a fair one. Yeah, I'll actually say that Tundra might be a fair one to say. BDS, you can
say
because they really do need to. They need to perform.
This is a BDS tournament to win. This is the type of tournament they would win. Cursor,
this is the one that they pretty much have to win.
Cursor,
so basically,
win? Hey, let's give Cursor a chance. All right? Come on, Messi. All right, I know you do this when you guys talk. All right, do you just talk over the whole time? Is that what happens?
They learn from the best.
Cursor taught him, and now regrets.
To be honest, I'd really like to see New Moist make a comeback. to be honest. Like, I really want to see that happen.
Okay.
I think we don't give those two enough credit. Like, Joy and Rise, like, had truly, like, an amazing come up. And I mean, when they were with Vatira, they looked amazing. Like, it was just one season. Like, I'm still feeling weird over the Vatira leaving thing. Like, I'm gonna go play with these guys. But, like, you had such a good season.
I'm not sad about the Vatira leaving thing. I like new Casey.
Of course you do. Yeah. But, like, I don't know, man. I want to see it happen again. I think it can happen again.
At the end of the day, the French always win. So,
wait, aren't the French the ones who traditionally always have a white
or
flag
Carmen
up? Isn't that...
No. When it comes to Rocket League, the French always win.
Okay. Which French do you mean?
Yeah, hold on. I think he means
BDS.
BDS, yeah.
BDS and Carmen.
Is Heat making it? Is Solary making it?
No. No, they're past their prime.
Okay. Nope. So it's BDS for you?
Like, it's Team Liquid in my heart. Mm-hmm. Realistically, BDS.
Okay.
There you go.
And then in OCE, well...
I got statements.
Yeah, let's slow down here. I mean, I don't have that much time, but Wabs, let's slow down as we hurry up.
Yep. Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if Carmen Core take it, just one, because they've been performing so well like they have been. And two, the thing about them performing so well is that that means that they're likely and in strong competition for that number one seed, which puts them against James's Cheese. The number two seed is a dangerous spot to be in. Because they go up against Secret, which is still dangerous, to be honest. So that seeding does matter. I wouldn't be surprised if they're seeing that as opposed, like, looking at the seeding as opposed to looking at, hey, we want to qualify. And that itself is enough of a reason to win. But I think Quadrant has a strong shot to take it. I want to see Quadrant actually take a thing, like a regional, before it ends.
Yeah, they definitely deserve a win. Like, they've been so sneakily consistent. Like, people are like, wait, they've made a semis and a final? What?
Yeah, I really want to see Quadrant make that final rush to the end.
Really, like, they just don't feel strong, but they're consistent. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think if you can get a Cash, like, a day, like, that final day where Cash just does insane things, then that'll do it. It's just Cash has to pop off.
Birthday buff wore off in the finals.
So. It did, but...
All right, and now into OCE. Who are you thinking is taking it? Actually, what are the two teams that are qualifying? Is it Ground Zero Pioneers? Is that it? Or anyone who's got Power and Lake Show?
I feel Power? Like this is an unequivocal answer.
Pioneers and Thing are... Pioneers, Placeholder, and Ground Zero. Surprisingly, I know, right? Like, you're surprised to hear it, but that is that is not a wrong statement. Those are the three, I think. And then am I wrong that there's somebody else who's like 2 points away, so is in contention?
I believe.
Pioneers, Power, Ground Zero, Placeholders. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot that's in contention. Those.
So it's just gonna be Pioneers and Power. Is that what you're telling me?
It's just probably.
Pioneers is taking one and two.
First and second seeds.
But what I see happening, Pioneers will make it, and I want Sicky back at Worlds. Give us Sicky. He's gonna make the major, get them points, get back to another Worlds.
Lake
I
show.
Want to see the bounce back.
Is gonna take over. Yep.
I want to see Sicky back at Worlds, man.
I'm making the long shot call that Placeholders gets second and yoinks the spot here.
I mean, that'd just be great. What are you guys doing? We're just holding this place. Right?
The scenario for this, Placeholders have to if Power makes semis and Placeholders make final and lose, Power still make it.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
That's doable.
You're cool with Placeholders like losing out by 1 point?
No, I'm saying that Placeholders get second and or second in this tournament and make position two.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So that means Power has to make quarter. Have to lose out in quarters, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
That's my call out. That's my hard read for the entire bracket. Pioneers win.
Any final things here?
Cursor, your thoughts?
Yeah, Cursor.
Eat your vegetables.
Yeah, fair. That's homework.
That's your homework. Well, look at that. Cursor on top of it. Wow.
We have an entire job for
Yo,
today,
you
Dan.
Think we didn't have a format, all right? We do have a format. And with that, I'll leave you all. I hope everyone has a great one, all right? I don't know. Spend time with the people that you care about and stuff and eat your vegetables, all right? Anyway, have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Bye, buddy.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.